Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Conference Committee to order on the Operating Appropriations Bill, House Bill Number 205. It's 7 minutes after 9 a.m., Friday, March 27th, 2020. With us today is Vice Chair Representative Foster, Representative Johnson, Representative Tilton. On the Senate, that's on the House side. On the Senate side, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, myself, Stedman, acting chairman. On today's agenda, we've got, we're going to address open items of HB 205 based on the motion sheets distributed to members dated March 27th on the following: Department of Public Safety, Fiscal Year 2020 Supplemental, Permanent Fund, and Debt Service. And I would also like to invite Pat Pitney, Director of Legislative Finance Division, to join us at the table. Representative Foster, do you have a motion for the Department of Public Safety?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the committee adopt the following in the Department of Public Safety's budget. Item number one, open. Item two, Senate. Item three, House. Item four, Senate. Item five, Senate. Item six, House. Item seven, House. Item eight, House. Item nine, Senate. Item 10, Senate. Item 11, Senate. Item 12, Senate. Item 13, Senate. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, Senate. Item 16, House.
Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes the conferenceable items in the Department of Public Safety's budget.
Actually, there's item one was open.
Excuse me. Item, yeah, the motion passed, so item one is left open. Dealing with debt service, Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following supplemental items. Item number three, Senate.
We have a motion to adopt the motion. Do we have objection? Seeing none, the motion passes. The action closes all items in the conferenceable debt service items. Next item is the permanent fund.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following permanent fund items. Item number one, open.
You object?
No, I'm sorry.
Item two, House.
Object.
You object to item two? Okay, we have objection to item two.
And item three, House.
Object.
Object to three? Mm-hmm. Okay, do we, the motion is to adopt item number one. Do we have objection to leaving item number one open? Seeing none, item one will be open. Item number two, we have objection. Representative Tilton, you want to speak to your objection, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Items number two and three are linked together, and they would provide inflation proofing from the earnings reserve, putting the money into the corpus. Although I believe in that we do need to inflation proof our permanent fund, we did an inflation proofing forward funded for 4 years with a $4 billion transfer, which is happening at the end of this fiscal year.
Okay. Item, so the, let's take up item two and three together because they're jointly linked. So we have objection, and under the objection for one and two, we having discussion. Do we have other committee members that would like to make a comment concerning that? Representative Foster?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
And then Representative Johnson.
When the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation came before the House Finance Committee, they said that they would, their recommendation was that we go ahead and inflation proof, despite there being some intent language that the transfer, the $4 billion transfer that was made or will be made might constitute a forward funding of inflation proofing. It was their recommendation that we continue to forward fund or to inflation proof as we have, and so I will be supporting items 2 and 3, House.
Thank you. Representative Foster met my concerns.
Okay. We have other comments from committee members. I'd like to make a comment on this. I support inflation proofing the fund. I recognize that the depiction behind me is of a check to the permanent fund last year of the $4 billion plus that year's inflation proofing, $4 billion of it for forward inflation proofing. My concern is there's a significant interest within the legislative body to spend the earnings reserve, and the only way you cannot access it is if it's in the corpus with the vote of the people. So therefore, I support adding the $1,055,600,000 to the corpus to protect it for future generations of Alaskans. Have any further comment? Sure. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you look at the $4 billion transfer that's $5 billion that's in the represented behind us, don't you think that's enough of the inflation proofing to go ahead and protect the fund so it keeps up with the current spending that's there? Moreover, it's right now that we need to have the money so that we can go ahead and use it for some of the issues that we have in front of us legislatively. And so I guess I'm not sure where, if we put it into the corpus, then we can't get to it. And during this time of an emergency, I think we need to have access to whatever funds we have available. It would be like, I put it to my own personal way, is that if I've got a financial crisis coming up in front of me, I don't go putting my money into CDs that are not going to expire for a couple of years. I want my cash ready to be us to spend right away, and that's the way I'm looking at it. What's the flaw with that thinking?
My committee members in the Senate Finance Committee never have a flaw in their thinking. We have differences of opinion from time to time. So, but I would just like to say that this does not represent anywhere near the entire balance of the earnings reserve account. It's probably maybe an eighth of it, somewhere in there. We all recognize we're coming into some very significant times, hard times in front of us. But after the liquidation and annihilation of the multiple billions of dollars that we put into our savings accounts almost a decade ago, I'm very concerned that the permanent fund doesn't fall into the same financial abyss and just get liquidated. So go ahead and
last comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
With all due respect to, and I want to say that you were the architect, the person that brought and put those billions and billions of dollars into there, because I was on the Finance Committee when you were the chairman, and so you certainly get a lot of credit with the other co-chairman for doing that, and I want to thank you for that, and that has allowed us to survive during the time. But my real hesitation as far as your leadership goes, when you have a man over there in as your hero who's in that piece of cedar, what's his name, Ulrich or Aldrich, and that's your hero, I guess I have to seriously question whether that's the way to go or not. Umred, what's his name?
Udred,
whatever it is, you know.
Fun son, protector of the permanent.
No further questions. And I still want to thank you again for all those billions.
We'll call the question. Wait, you have one more comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I too am concerned about how quickly we run through money. We've seen what has happened with our CBR and our and I don't want to see the monies from the earnings reserve gone through that quickly. Although these are different times that we have right now, and we don't have the cash on hand that we once had. And that, Mr. Chairman, is why I am very supportive of doing a constitutional spending limit to keep pressure down on the budget. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So we'll call a question.
Senator Ryan Hall. Yes, I support the motion.
Yes, I support the motion.
Senator Olson?
No.
Representative Tilton?
No.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Yes.
The motion prevails, so 1 and 2 passes. So this action closes...
2 and 3. Two and 3.
Yeah, this action closes all but one of the Conference Committee on the Permanent Fund, which is item number one, left open. Now we'll move to the fiscal year 20 supplemental items. Representative Foster.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee adopt the following supplemental items. Item one, Senate modified, and that would be to delete, quote, and development of economic opportunities for the state at the state and federal level, unquote. And then item five, Senate.
Okay, there's a motion. But please note that the motion differs slightly from the verbal motion. Please note that the motion differs slightly from the motion sheet, and the verbal motion is the correct motion. There's a technical error there. So do we have any objection to the verbal motion? Seeing none, that action closes all but one of the conferenceable supplemental items. The next is future conference committee meetings. We're going to go into recess. We're going to try to wrap up our conference committee today, preferably earlier in the day, and so we can get the bill printed. We're trying to get it on the floor and be done today, if at all possible. We continue to have residents around Southeast that are being infected with this virus, and they're being ruled hot. We just had two more in Ketchikan, so they have now 12. So time is not in our favor. We are going to push forward and in as orderly a fashion as possible to get this to resolution, hopefully today. So we will be in recess to the call of the chair, and we will work with everybody's schedule. And for those that are listening, some of the members, if we have floor sessions, may not be on the floor or may not be in other meetings dealing with the conference issues here, so we can get this wrapped up.
Thank you.
We are at ease.